You're listening to the Closing Market Report for a Monday afternoon. It's the second day of April. Nature fooled us yesterday. Mark Russo is here to tell us how and why. I had nearly 6 inches of snow in the Urbana-Champaign area yesterday, Mark. Unbelievable that that happened.
Well, actually, it comes down to, or one of the primary reasons comes down to the splitting up of the polar vortex back almost 2 months ago. During the middle part of February, we saw a complete breakdown of the polar vortex, what we call a strong stratospheric warming event. And that has long-term implications as to forcing cold air into the middle latitudes for an extended period of time. We're still having that influence not only here in the U.S., but we've also seen it in recent weeks across other areas of mid-latitude, such as Europe. And that's going to continue, at least here in North America, for at least a couple of weeks. So while we are, from a calendar standpoint, truly in spring, the weather is still going to feel very wintry-like, especially here in the Corn Belt.
Does this mean, when you said split, that there is an area at the top of the world near the North Pole that is warmer than usual?
Yeah, that is certainly the case here. And we see that not only at the surface, but also up into the stratosphere. And actually, that warmth in the stratosphere where the polar vortex is located, that's where we saw some initial warming, very warm temperatures basis normal, and now that's descended down to the surface. So the Arctic is unusually warm. We've seen that actually a higher frequency of that here lately, but that's part of this process here where you have warmth at the surface of the Arctic, but also up in the stratosphere.
You also said this has longer term impact. Do you expect April to be cold, and will we get more snow in the Midwest?
Yeah, we see that especially over the next couple of weeks and really the next 10 days specifically. And with this pattern, it's not all of the U.S., but certainly the northern half or so, including the Corn Belt, also Northern Plains, Delta, Northern Deltas included in that as well. But south of there, pretty tight temperature gradient. Seeing warmer temperatures here at the Gulf Coast, also into the Southern Plains and Southwest. And it's that tight temperature gradient that's producing a very strong jet stream and also continuation of very active conditions, of which some of the precipitation is in the form of snow.
What does that mean over the hard red winter wheat growing regions?
Well, with this jet stream being strong, it's pretty progressive, meaning these systems or waves coming through are moving through very fast, so they're not able to produce any kind of significant precip in some of the driest areas of the southern plains. But as they work their way into the eastern plains and more so in the Delta and Midwest, able to generate more precipitation. And so still there is concern for portions of the hard red belt, especially southwest Kansas down through the Texas Panhandle, which has been the driest the longest.
Does the tight temperature gradient tell me that it's going to stay cooler than normal and drier than normal then too?
For across the southern plains hard red belt, actually a bit more temperature variability here. Now the next 4 to 5 days is biased on the cooler side, but we are going to see temperatures warm up next week across that region. But again, as you go north of there into the central and northern plains and then into the Corn Belt, that's where temperatures will consistently be below normal for the next 2 weeks. And especially that is the case here from now through the upcoming weekend, where temperatures are as much as 20, even in some cases of the northern plains, 24, 25 degrees colder than normal.
Any important updates on the growing regions in South America?
At this late stage of the growing season, there is some improved rainfall across areas of Argentina. We saw that this weekend with one rain opportunity, but we're also seeing that upcoming this weekend and into the early part of next week with another rain opportunity that looks to cover about 2/3 of the Argentina corn and soybean belt, something that the belt has actually not seen. You have to go back to January. So certainly some better rains there here for the early part of April, but it's debatable whether they will make any difference at this late stage of the season.
Mark, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again next week.
You're welcome, Todd. My pleasure.
And that, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.